Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Speaking to you on behalf of Brit Am, Movement of the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. We hold that the Lost Ten Tribes, or descendants of the Lost Ten Tribes, as far as they may be discerned in our time, are to be found concentrated amongst Western peoples. We have proven this from the Bible, confirmed it from secular studies, and that is what our organization does. We research this matter and we spread knowledge of it. We also work towards bringing about the ultimate reconciliation, the union of Judah and Joseph, meaning of the present-day Jews and Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. Or at least we aim to prepare the psychological background, the psychological condition for this ultimately to come about in the time when the Almighty should so choose that it should be. We are, as if to say, doing what we should. And we understand this is what we should do. How it will end, we don't know, and that is not necessarily what we have to be concerned about. We know that we have to do this research, and we have to publicize the results of our research, and to do what we can towards having our research psychologically received in the correct framework, in the correct mental framework. We also work or strive to enhance understanding of the Bible and intensify and popularize Scripture and understanding of Scripture and commentaries on Scripture and a basic understanding of what Scripture really says. And towards this effort, we have an ongoing biblical studies. And today we are about to study the Book of Psalms, towards the end of chapter 148. Psalm 148 gives us the simple message that all creation must praise the Almighty. All creation must praise the Almighty. Praise God. In Hebrew, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 148. Hallelujah. We need to praise God. All creation must praise the Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, he gave a short commentary on this psalm, and he explains it as a call for all aspects of creation and of being to praise the Almighty. This includes everything that is and that is in the process of becoming, everything that is on its way to be something. Even if it is not yet created, everything, even the most basic of instincts, the most basic, most fundamental of characteristics, the things beyond our comprehension, beyond comprehension of themselves even, are obligated, should praise God, because that is what everything is created for. Everything is created for a purpose, and everything has a design instilled within it, whose ultimate aim should be to enhance or to cause the praise of God Almighty. Psalm 148 verse 2, praise him all his angels, praise him all his hosts. 148 verse 3, praise him sun and moon, praise him all you stars of light. In other words, all forces of nature and everything that is created exists by virtue of the will of God Almighty, and we need to praise him. So it says, praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens, everything that exists. And there are some commentators who go deeply into these different verses according to their simple meaning in the Hebrew language, and they find hints as to how different aspects of creation interlock with each other, intertwine with each other, how one thing builds on another, how one thing is connected to the other, and of how all of existence is somehow or other linked up together as one holistic entity, as if to say. And all of it is called upon to praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the heaven and earth. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people. The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, are people near to him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It said, we said, he has exalted, he has raised up the horn of his people. In Hebrew, the word for horn is keren. Keren in Hebrew means horn. Keren is also linked to the root karen or keren, connoting radiate or shine. And it says the face of Moses when he came down from the mountain was shining, was radiating, it was his karnu. It is as if to say that horns of light, a radiation of light came out of it. We see in Exodus 34:29, it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and the two tablets of the testimony when Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. So too, God Almighty causes the keren, the self-respect, the honor of his people, of the people of Israel, of the Jewish people, of the lost 10 tribes to be exalted. He helps us, he raises us, he gives us back our ability to walk on the earth as man. He does this for us, and also the respect that others for us, or our good name, or our influence, he causes that to spread outwards, to reach outwards, to have a beneficial effect. That is what God does for us, what he enables us to do and can enable us to do, and what we can do through his help, through his beneficiary being, by who is very beneficiary closeness to us, as it says, a people near to him. The children of Israel are people near to him, in verse 148, verse 14. How God has exalted, has risen up, of course, to rise up the horn, the self-respect, the radiating out, the ability to radiate, to shine out, to shine forth of his people, of the praise of all his saints, Hasidav, literally the word translated as his saints here is Hasidav, meaning those of his, those belonging to him who do good to others. Of the children of Israel are people near to him. We also need to do good to others, to help other people. And at the very least, not to do bad to others. The very least, when we can do a good deed to someone else, we should do it. The very least, we should not do bad to us. We should be a positive influence in this world. And we can be, because we are the children of Israel. We are the people of Israel, and that is what we are created for. We are created in order to bring knowledge of God Almighty into this world and to spread it forth, to shine forth, to radiate, to be a keren. And that our keren, the keren of Israel, should be exalted in the world today. And this is done by caring for the children of Israel, caring for the Jewish people, the state of Israel, and for the lost 10 tribes, and believing in the Bible and promoting knowledge of the Bible, and also for having a concern for organizations such as our own Brit-Am movement of the 10 tribes, because we also work for the good of the people of Israel and spreading knowledge of the Almighty, and we need support, as do all organizations, and everything that exists. We need to be able to function, and you, those who are hearing us now, should realize that you too should take a part in enabling Brit-Am to function and do what it has to do. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from Brit-Am, BRITAM.org. Until next time, Hashem be with you, God be with you, may we all praise God Almighty, hallelujah.